In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his Let's Talk About Sex, Baby, wife, Rosie.
Yes.
Let's talk about you and me.
I got
Let's
a little trick.
Let's talk about all the good things. Do you know that song? Because that's my era.
No, see, there's
you
a
really
10-year
don't know
difference
that song?
Between us, baby.
You really don't know that song.
I don't know that song.
What were you listening to?
I was, I'm at Black
RBD?
Street. No.
You are
I'm at Boys to Men.
Shut
I'm at B2K.
Lying. Friends,
I'm
he
at
is lying
Black
to
Street.
You. You are not at Black Street and you're not at
I am
to men.
A 90s baby.
Oh, yeah,
what
then who's
about?
Next?
I didn't like Next.
So, yeah,
Screw Next and that
next
group. What song did they have?
Anyway, I was singing a song, Let's Talk About Sex, and I'm just going to throw out a disclaimer. I'm a big talker and not a big doer. And I'm just, ladies, we're going to talk about sex and we really got to be honest. Okay, we really have to talk about this conversation. Sex, I talk a lot. And you know what? Sex for a long time oppressed me because of the sexual abuse. And
wow.
He told me I couldn't talk about it. And he told me you should be quiet about it. When I was 16 and I finally spoke up and I was able to say the word molestation, rape, abuse, and sex, I didn't stop talking about it.
Wow.
And whether I'm on an altar or with, you know, people that will allow me, that will hear me, I can speak about sex comfortably. But a lot of people can't.
I think that it's a stigma that, and you think with everybody, we grew up with our parents not wanting to talk to us about sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think this generation is now being a lot more open.
Wait, did you have the talk?
With
Your
them?
Mama talked
oh,
to you?
Yeah, no. My mom talked to me. My mom talked to me once.
It was once.
Once. And I'm sure it was weird and
How
awkward and hard
you?
For her. I was about 10, 11. And I'm sure it was weird, awkward, and hard
but
for her.
But your dad never did.
But no.
I mean, because your dad was in and out. Yes, you grew up without
yeah,
a father.
Yeah,
but
nah. No.
I talked to Casey about sex. And there's different ways to talk about sex, okay? So when I say that the sexual conversation started at 4,
yeah.
It was that I started letting her how precious her body was.
Yeah.
And you may think that, oh, that's not about sex. It is. Because when you know how precious your body is, you don't just give it away.
Right.
You value who you are so that you know what you're giving the other person, and you value their body so you know what they're giving you.
Right.
And that is so essential in sex. And some people don't even do that anymore. It's just like about position and coming and, oh my God, is that bad? Orgasms. We'll use the proper term. So sorry. But so yes, it's about seeking self-pleasure rather than truly valuing what the other person is giving you. So anyway, yeah.
This conversation is about sex between you and your spouse, or because it's hard because sex is a different, like, I think there are sections in their like categories in marriage where there's finances, raising the kids, there is, I guess, friendship, and then there is intimacy/sex. Mm-hmm. And each one of those things, mm-hmm. you can have turmoil in each one of those things differently. You guys can be doing great financially, but your sex and your intimacy is really bad. And so, which is why today, my wife decided to get a little bit of special. And if you can notice right
yes,
around
there's
there.
There's a candle.
Right there is a little candle for those people that are watching us on
because
YouTube.
Because I'm the type of girl that likes candles.
Yeah.
Okay?
And see,
I love candles.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very romantic. Watch,
yes.
watch this. Hey, Alexa, sexy time.
Darn Alexa. She only listens when...
There we go. Alexa, stop.
Who is that?
I have no clue.
It's supposed to be Luis Miguel.
Sexy Time music, yeah.
Oh, there's like a playlist of Sexy Time?
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh, but she decides?
I guess so.
Because last time she put Luis Miguel and that was bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I think it is. I think it's supposed to be the Por Debajo de la Mesa. That's what I usually set up.
Yes. So
that's so my little sexy trick. And so when we come home at night.
Oh, and then it's dark and the lights go purple. And the light goes, you guys couldn't see it. But anyway, yes, that's a Sexy Time thing that works only if we're good sexually.
Right.
Like there's just different times and different ways to have sex.
So in our marriage, we've gone up and down with our sexual intimacy and stuff like that. Bunch of times. I think it's a constant thing that you're just constantly working at. So we have had these seasons where it's just amazing and there's a lot of chemistry and a lot of intimacy, a lot of passion between us. And then there's just moments where it's like, oh, I'm stressed and I need to release. And so that's the type of sex that we've had.
Was that you or me? I'm stressed and I need to release.
Mainly me. You've sometimes said it.
It's a roller coaster. Most things in our life are a roller coaster.
So what we're trying to say is it's sex and there being that intimacy in sex and you guys being great is not necessarily because of where you guys are in your relationship. It's just about that life goes like in hills and valleys, you know? And
it can be so many things that affect your sex life. It can be intimacy verbally, emotionally. If him and I are not connected as people, we're not going to have great sex.
No.
He can. But I'll just be like, okay, I'm doing it because I want to be a good wife.
That's a very good point. So let's break it down how it's different for both male and female. So for instance, for male, we have a lot to do with physical. We can obviously be turned on like this. You start taking off your clothes and you just get started getting turned on and you're ready to go, you know? And then, but women
are audio. At least I am.
Yeah.
Visual is great.
Or at least take longer. For sure, they take longer. They don't just go.
Yeah, and no. You guys are microwaves and we're ovens. Right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I need to be turned on like a conventional oven. And I've heard this of many women. Let's just speak in general. Like it's throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like you can not think about sex all day. You're busy, you're working, you're ministering, you come home. I can do one thing and it can be turned on. While a woman, man, you got to put that work in throughout the day. However she needs it. If it's a text, if it's sexting, if it's post-it notes, if it's slapping her, whatever it can be, physical. But you have to do it throughout the day.
Definitely.
And if you don't put that work in, you're going to be really frustrated when she's right about to fall asleep. She's closing her eyes, and that's the moment you decide you want to have sex. There are 98% chance she's going to say no.
Right. Or at least she won't be into it. Because see, that's another thing that men have had issues with is that, like, we can't get your girl, your wife, to be into it. And you're like, why? You're like, why? And it's because we didn't necessarily put in the work to either make her feel special, make her feel beautiful, make her feel that she
value,
is wanted.
Connected, safe.
Yeah, safe.
A girl needs to feel safe with her body physically. A girl needs to know, when I take off this clothes and you see some stretch marks or a lonjita or some cellulite, will you still love me? Am I safe in this place to be myself? Can I be wild? Can I be timid? I'm not the most flexible. Like, all these things are going through our head. You know, am I safe with my, with every part of me, whether it's a lot of things go on in sex that are very scary, like lights on, lights off. How close am I going to let you in? Like, you have to be very, very safe.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel safe because throughout the day there was an argument and you felt very unloved, sex is going to be harder. If you don't feel safe because for whatever reason, you know, you told me, someone told us all day, Abel never tells me I'm fat, but say all day you told me I was fat.
Yeah.
And then at night you're like, I'll still have sex with you, girl. It's like, no, that's not going to turn me on. I don't feel safe.
Right. I definitely agree. And that's what we want to do. We want our spouses to feel safe. We want them to feel comfortable, to be able to be all that stuff, because that's what we want. We want you to feel the most comfortable. But I understand that it's a two-way street where I need to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because guys, if you really think about it, that's all we want. We want her to feel completely vulnerable, completely comfortable, just to be completely free and receive us.
Yes, that's the word.
You know?
Free.
And it's like,
because if a woman feels free, she'll do whatever position you want.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, usually you have one or two positions that you can do and you're like, babe, you know, not your, the spouse can be like, why aren't you doing this? Or, hey, I just thought of this. And she's like, oh no, never. Like, I could never, you know, and not because she's being judgmental, whatever. It's more about like, letting you in that close.
Yeah, that is a conversation.
For you to see like some defects, yeah. For you to, you know, so you want your woman to feel free. Woman, definitely. You want to feel free. I think you may not be enjoying one of the greatest things God made because God made it. Yeah. So everything we're saying is not bad. And they might not talk about it in church. And they might not talk about it at your house. But sex is not bad. Sex is something good that God made in the right realm.
Yeah.
Now, I'm traditional. I am not traditional in many areas, but in sex, I am traditional. Pornography is bad for you. Mm. It is. And this comes from a girl that was addicted, and I can say that. And now I know how bad it was for my marriage when I used to watch it when we weren't even together. Sex is bad for you because it takes away that intimacy.
Pornography.
It's I'm sorry. Pornography is bad for you. Premarital sex is bad for
right.
you.
It, soul ties.
See, so what sex is a fire. But in a controlled environment like this candle, psh, it can light up a whole room. It can bring beautiful scents. It's good. But if sex is used outside of a controlled environment, it can burn down a whole forest.
Good. That's good.
If it's outside of marriage, if it's with too many partners, if you're out of control. Now, within marriage, within what God made it, girl, do what you want. Boy, do what you want, as long as you both agree.
That's good.
Because there's going to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't do this position. How is some pastor, some leader going to tell me about what my husband and I should do in our bedroom? That doesn't happen anymore. We can ask God, we can pray. And if I feel comfortable, then it's free. Now, there are certain things that Abel doesn't like me to do that... You, can I tell him?
No, don't
Why?
Tell him. This has never happened and it's never going to happen. So
I'm
no,
not going
no
there.
Point.
I'm going here.
Oh, okay.
Why do you get all shy? You see, how it's cute. But if he really doesn't feel comfortable with that, I can't do it. And do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying it on his because you think that, oh, a man is supposed to like everything. There's some things he won't like. Don't touch it. He doesn't like me to touch his ears. Don't touch my ears. It's weird. He doesn't like me to certain things that... And of course, as women, there are certain things we don't like. Now, if you like certain things and your man likes it, go for it. The book of Song of Songs in the Bible, if you read it, it talks about so many things. And that's why they banned it from the church for a while. Can you believe it? Like a book in the Bible was banned because they're like, that's too sexy. What do you mean? Then where are we going to talk about it
right.
if we can't at church? So within the marriage... I think there should be freedom.
I agree. And I think that's something that you guys should talk about what is okay, what's not okay, and even what it is that you want, you know, from your partner. But again, that has to deal with having a good foundation of you guys being good intimately.
Yeah.
Communication. Intimately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so once you get to that position of being able to speak to each other, then you guys can begin to have much better sex because you're able to be more free with each other.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do is get to that point of being able to have freedom. So guys... Girls do want us to talk to them before we have sex and even after we have sex, even though we knock out. So if you do are that person that knocks out right after sex, then talk to them before.
At least
and not
give
like,
a hug.
Yeah. You know, not do like 5 minutes of talking and say, okay, can we have sex? No, but like really invest in talking to them about them and what they feel. And
maybe
stuff
the
like
conversation,
that.
The beautiful conversation happened at lunch. It doesn't necessarily have to happen right before sex. Maybe it happened that morning or the day before, or you just know like, hey, we're connected.
Yeah.
It's yes. Women are turned on by how good you smell. About how good you dressed up. You know, right now you're looking so sexy right now. I'm loving this sweater. But more than the outside, at least me, I'm thinking about how connected we are heart to heart.
Right.
Your brain is very sexy to me. Your sense of humor is very sexy to me. Your talent, the way you are with the kids, your faith is very sexy to me. So you're probably thinking when your woman isn't turned on, is like, oh, she thinks I'm ugly. It's not that. She still thinks you're good looking, man. You are still good looking. You're probably more good looking than when she met you.
Right.
But she's probably not opening up to you sexually because she doesn't feel safe. You didn't turn her on like an oven. You wanted her to be a microwave. Or there's just something going on between you guys. So if you're not putting in the work before the sex, you might be thinking, oh, she thinks I'm ugly. I've lost some hair, so she doesn't think I'm sexy anymore. She would still think you're sexy, dude. It's that you're not putting in the work before.
Because see, all those insecurities that we feel when we get rejected or when we don't get sex as often as before, they feel those insecurities before sex. Oh, he just wants to have sex. He doesn't want to have sex with me. And that's a terrible lie that I think the devil puts in a lot of girls is that he doesn't want me. He just wants a hole to put his thing in, you know? And it's not like that at all. It's like, we love you guys. We want to make sure that we make our women feel that we want them and we want only them. We don't want to cheat or anything like that. Yeah. And granted, there's a stupid thing going around. It's not dumb. It's understandable. But at the same time, the reason why, I'll explain it. So there's a video going on. It's a pretty good video where it's a guy that cheated on this girl and he got caught. And at the end of the video, he says, "You don't understand. I cheated on you so I could stay in this relationship."
Wow.
And so it's basically saying, like, you're not giving me what I need. So I go and I get it somewhere else. Horrible. That way I can hold off here and keep going forward. But it's not like that. The reason why she's not okay, the reason why she's frigid, the reason why she's cold, the reason why she's not having the sex that you want is because you're not feeding into her life and lifting her up and making her feel better, making her feel that she can be safe with you. That kind of a thing. This street happens on a really bad marriage. So there will be times in your marriage when you're not going to have sex for about a month, maybe 2 months. Maybe there's a separation and you don't have sex for 6 months. It doesn't give you an excuse to go and have sex with somebody else, either at a massage parlor, at some TJ thing, or just with another person at work, or an ex-girlfriend, whatever. Or even this, both ways, guys and girls. Yeah. It doesn't give you that right to do that. What it makes you do is it makes you have just more work right now. You know, and just right now you're going to have more work, but you know what? The valley is going to pass. And if you do it right, and if you need to go to counseling, you go to counseling, but you fix that relationship and your intimacy gets to another level. Shh. That's when you can begin to have much better sex. And that's when we've had the best sex of our lives. And granted, you know what? I'll be honest with you. The best sex that we've ever had, we could probably count maybe 10 times tops. And where there are just moments that are just embedded in your memory, you know? Yeah. And it's because our intimacy, our relationship, we were tighter than ever. We were tighter than ever. Not that something special had happened.
We weren't
at a 5-star hotel. It wasn't because we were on vacation. It wasn't because of none of that. It was literally in our homes, in our bedrooms, and nothing different than any other time necessarily. Yeah. It's just that we were much more connected.
So the date nights, the conversations, the candles, all that is surplus and it's great. Right. If you bring your girl flowers, she's gonna, but don't bring flowers to be like, oh, this is it. This is the foreplay. No, it's like, this is something that you do. And she knows he brought me flowers because he was thinking of me. Get me? But it's not once every 6 years and that's supposed to turn you on. It's something that you are doing continuously.
Right.
That lets her know you are loved, you are protected, you are safe with me. Definitely. I value what you're giving me. Yeah. And no matter your age, no matter if you've gained weight, lost weight, the stretch marks, the babies, like I value what you give me. And she should do that to him too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because this is something that we never talk about. I assume women, with all our talk of big and small, of motion in the ocean, of, you know, women, we get loose too, talking about men and we've degraded them, that I'm sure that they could be insecure. And maybe he's not telling you, but you've made him feel insecure in the way he looks, in his size and whatever it is. And we have to stop doing that, because if you want your man to also feel safe, then he has to be feel safe verbally,
right?
And you won't even let him speak. So how can we even get to that point? So women, we also have to be careful if we're downgrading our men sexually with all those jokes.
That's good. So we've talked about how a guy can approach the girl and like really help her find and feel free and get comfortable with sex. Once you get to that place of betterness, then you can really begin to see like, oh, okay, he's giving me everything that I need. And then that girl, you, the woman can also give it back to the guy in doing stuff that it is that he likes. And even sometimes becoming a microwave, being like, you know what? All right, let's just have quick, fun, fast sex.
Right.
You know?
I'm trying to do that too. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it's not a one-way street, guys, because I know it says sometimes people, but you got to understand that we are the men, we are the leaders, we are the priests, we are the head of the household, we are the ones that are in charge. So yes, we do have a lot more of a load.
Responsibility.
Yeah, load is not a good word in this podcast. We have more of a responsibility to make this happen, you know? And we're just going to keep going on. This is a conversation that I think we could talk
we
about.
We could do a series.
A couple of podcasts. So we're going to keep going on with this conversation right after the break. Baby, your body has been looking fine.
Thank you, baby. I'm on it, and I'm not waiting for the new year, and neither should you. Start on a better body now with OpenFit.
Sculpt your body in the convenience of your own home, no eyes on you. No longer worry about others watching you work out or feel the pressures of your peers at the gym. OpenFit is perfect for all fitness levels.
I love that it goes with us everywhere because we are on tour. And if you're on vacation and you're worried that your hotel won't have a gym, you can view it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and even Roku.
OpenFit has changed the way that I work out. And by texting the code POWER to 303030, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you.
Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text POWER to 303030.
You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, all the nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text POWER to 303030. Standard data and message fees may apply. All right, guys, welcome back from the break. So we've been talking about a bunch of tips. We've been giving you guys tips. It's more like, at this point, what do you do when the sex is bad? When the relationship is bad? How do you get it back to that level? That's what I want to focus on this podcast or this mini series that we're just going to spread out about sex. It's not going to be consecutive, but we're going to spread it out throughout the end of the year. What do you do when the sex is bad? The intimacy, because it's not even the sex. It's not the sex that's bad necessarily. The sex is bad because the intimacy is bad because there's no connection. So what do you do? How do you get back to a better spot?
Well, for us, we had to have a deep conversation about my past. Abel had never had another woman. I'm so grateful for that. Like, he is mine and only mine. I had a very difficult past of, like, first of all, sexual abuse, raped at 15, sexually assaulted at 16, promiscuous, and then I get married to someone else, and it's a bad sexual, like, very, I would consider it, like, rape because you can be raped. As a spouse, and because it wasn't consensual. And then I have 4 to 5 years of abstinence when the Lord saved me. And then I met Abel. We had premarital sex, which is totally bad. And then we get married and we're like, yay, it's going to be great. Right. It was at first. It was great. It was, our honeymoon was one of the best nights of my life. It was so pure and so gorgeous. And that's because that purity was there. But then fights happened
right.
And it got bad. And then it got bad, 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 horrible, bad, to the point where because we were so disconnected sexually, I felt that I hated Abel. Yeah. I was being taken back in my trauma. So the conversation that we had to have before it was even us was, Rosie, why don't you like the lights on? Why do you close your eyes while we're having sex? I want to see you. Yeah. Do you not like me? And when you asked me that, I'm like, no, dude, yes, I like you. You're a good looking guy. I love this. I love your eyes. I love your hair. I love the way I had all these things that I loved about him. But my past wasn't allowing me to connect with you.
Right.
So we had to go back, and this is very tough, but we had to go back specifically to things that had occurred in my life, talk about them, and then say, oh, that's why you don't like that thing, that position, that light, that, you know, let's recreate a new memory. You remember that era of our life? And we recreated memories that used to traumatize me. And I'm getting emotional in a good way because those things that traumatized me for 8 years, because Abel took the time to talk to me, babe, I'm so thankful for you. That we took the time, that we had the hard conversation. And then you were patient with me with the recreating part.
Yeah.
Because at first it didn't work out. Right. I'd end up crying. I'd go to the bathroom. I'd have to stop. And then, okay, so we'll try it again next month or sometime after. Like, are you ready to try again, baby? I'd like to try this with you. And so what the sexual abuser did to me, I don't even think about that position anymore. It's something that I do with my husband now. Right. And it's so beautiful. That's good. But it took time. That's it good. Took tears. It took patience.
And so something that could be hindering your intimacy isn't even necessarily all because of something that happened between us. Mm-hmm. It could be something that happened in your past. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you guys have to really look into. That's a good one. So going into your past.
Yeah.
I think another one is figuring out what it is that you screwed up when. Because I know that I've screwed up in our intimacy and in our sexual life.
I have to.
By saying stupid things, stupid comments, comments when I'm angry, comments of you don't do this and you're not this and you're not that because of stuff that I grew up watching, which is pornography, you know? And a lot of the times, especially a lot of guys, we grow up watching porn and we have girls these too. Unrealistic expectations of what porn is supposed to be, of what sex is supposed to be like because of what we watch with porn. And that's the worst thing, I think, about porn is that it gives you this understanding of what porn is supposed to be like. But porn, I mean, what sex is supposed
They're
to be like.
Acting.
Yeah. And so what we end up doing is we end up putting this pressure on our partner that we can't even necessarily do the acting or whatever it is that we're thinking of ourselves. You know, we're just expecting our wives to be that.
Yeah.
And so when you screw up with that, then when you start thinking about then you're this is the way sex is supposed to be. It's not, because there's something that she's not going to be okay with. And so then you start throwing darts at and spears and hurting her by saying, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do this. It's I don't feel this, I don't feel that, and stuff like that. You begin to damage something that wasn't even damaged before just because she wasn't aware that you wanted that or anything like that.
Sex is a journey of two. Mm-hmm. So when you watch porn, you just brought a whole nother world into it. So there's comparison.
Yeah.
And when you compare, it always seems like they're having more fun and they're acting. Yeah. But then if you compare it to your friend's sex life or to your mama's sex, whatever, this journey is us too.
Yeah.
We create it. We get to know what's good and bad. We tell each other what is sexy and not sexy, which could be totally different from everyone else. That's why there's that intimacy. And porn really made me feel fat and ugly and not sexy. And I couldn't do the things that that girl was doing. So I just felt really insecure, really unliked, because I knew he loved me, but did he like me? And I really felt incapable and that I was going to fail. So whenever sex came in, instead of thinking about connecting with you, I would think of like, I'm not the girl he was just watching.
Right.
So, and
just to let you girls know is that, and guys too, really, really think about it. You don't want the girl that's in the porn. What you want is that girl's fake freedom that she has in the porn.
Yeah.
I gotta keep coming back to this, is that we have to just find freedom in sex with each other. That's what you're striving for. That's what you want. You want her to enjoy it, to embrace it, to take it. You want him to just love you and give you everything that it is that you want to feel when you guys are having sex. Is that that's what the guys, I think, are secretly complaining about that they don't even realize. They don't want this position. They don't want that position. They don't want this. They don't want that. What they want is they want a woman to just be completely free and give in to the sexual act.
Yeah.
You know? So
And my mistake in sex was, because we've both made mistakes, and that is the second point, is that I shut down.
Mm.
I completely shut down. I was so hurt. I was so scared. I felt like a failure. And whenever I feel like I'm going to fail at something, why try? So I would just completely disconnect. I would be like, all right, my body's yours. Go ahead. Use it. But that's not what they want either. That's not what you want either. You want that connection. You want that intimacy. And you want to enjoy it too. So it sucks when sometimes you're just laying there pretending you're not going to enjoy it or don't want to enjoy it or forcing yourself to not enjoy it. And so you have to realize too, woman, you've probably shut down and it's time to wake up and try again. And I know it's hard and I know you've been hurt, but you just have to try again. Pray about it, talk about it, let him know before there's the argument. Because whenever you talk about sex in the heat of an argument, there's going to be damage.
Right.
Chill out, separate, don't talk about it. Talk about it with love and with peace, calmly.
Right. And I think the third thing is going to be put in the effort. You know, you want better intimacy? You got to work for that intimacy. You got to make her feel sexy. La tienes que chulear. You have to go and tell her, I like you. I like this. I like that. You know what? She may be 40 pounds heavier, but you know what? That booty might have gotten bigger. So focus on that and tell her how much better her booty is, you know? And not the stretch marks that she got from Julio from having the baby, you know? and it's like you have to really put in the effort. Do small things, a few physical things, like buying her material things. I mean, buying her this and that, and then some physical things too, like touching her, caressing her, telling her you love her. And then girls, vice versa. We like to feel good too. We don't like a whole bunch of touching stuff like that. But tell your man que está buen note, that you love him, that you like him, that you like his broad shoulders, or that you like this and that, or how much of a hard worker he is. And you know, it's just a give and take relationship of putting in effort, because it's not just the men, girls, but men, we should start it and we should do it for a while. And then I don't think that there's a person on this earth that's so ungrateful that won't do it back.
Okay, babe. To you. So give girls some tips, because we have a lot of female listeners and the females have their men listen to the show. So thanks for that. But as a girl, marriage, sex is bad. We're bad. And I know you're more visual.
Right.
So how can we help to bring it so that we can say we're like, okay, I'm sorry. Sex has been bad. I understand. Right. I shut down, to let you know we're going to try again. Like, what can we do for you guys? Because we talk a lot about what the man should do, and that's great. But what can a woman do to help revive the sex life of a marriage?
That's a great question. What we want is we ultimately, whether your man has ever told you or your man has probably even realized this, is we want you guys to be free.
Okay.
Like completely just free and enjoying the sex. Not pretending, but it's a two-way street, you know, yeah, where I have to help you feel free or feel safe more than anything. Both, actually. But what we want from you guys is we want you guys to initiate too.
Okay.
You know, it's not just us that has to initiate sex, because if it's just us, then all that is like, oh, she's just being a good wife. Oh, she's just doing it because she's supposed to do it, in a sense. Yeah. So we want girls to also initiate the sex as well.
Okay.
We want girls to really get involved. You know what? There are girls that say that, oh, I've never had an orgasm or something like that.
That's sad.
And that's honestly because you weren't able to release and just be completely free, yeah, and give in to that moment.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what we want. And I don't know how to say it, but it's just like, just really give in to enjoying the sex,
yeah,
more than anything.
Give it a
chance. That's what we want. And we want you guys to initiate too. We don't need you guys to necessarily say something or do something. We want you guys to just enjoy the sex as much as we enjoy it, or at least help us know that you're enjoying it. Because when you help us know that we're enjoying it, one, we're going to finish the sex faster, because we're going to be all raveled up and whooped on you, you know? But it's like it makes us feel great that we can give a girl, our wife, an orgasm.
For sure.
It makes us feel big and strong that we can satisfy our wife just the way that they satisfy us, because
my enjoyment, my pleasure becomes your pleasure.
Oh, heck yeah.
And vice versa.
Heck yeah.
And that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. And, you know, women, initiating sex could be difficult for you. I'm so glad you said that, though.
Yeah.
Because it's key. For some of us, especially my followers, we've been hurt in sex. You know, we come from a past of sexual abuse, or someone told you were easy,
yeah,
or what were you wearing, or what did you do? Literally, you were 7-year-old and someone asked, what did you do? I want you to forget all that for a second. This is your man. This is the man that has vowed to be with you till death do you part. This is the father of your children. This is the man, your partner to pay the bills. This is your partner, you know? Do, yeah, not think of him as what your daddy said or what your ex said or what the society said. This, mm-hmm, is your man.
Right.
Allow yourself, just for a second, talk to him and say, hey, baby, like, I really want to just let go with you. And trust him. And I know it's scary.
Yeah.
But you don't know the beauty that can come out when you are vulnerable in front of the man that has vowed to give you his life, and you give him your life and, yeah, your body, soul, and mind. It can set off this beautiful power, beautiful real power in that, the unity of you two. So initiate it. You're not a hoe. You're not easy. You're not that girl that they said you were. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
And you're in a different place now. So show it. Show it to yourself. I'm in a different place. I'm going to initiate it with my man. He's not going to think less of me. In fact, from what I'm listening, you're gonna think I'm awesome,
right,
when I initiate.
Exactly. Yeah, so definitely. I think those are three key things that you guys can do to begin to restore what is your intimacy and get to a better place so that you guys can have better sex. But more than that, it's be connected while you're having sex, because that's, yeah, the only way you're going to have amazing sex is if the two are connected. You know, the best sex isn't the sex that happens out of lust. The best sex isn't the sex that happens in adultery. The best sex is when two people that have a past, present, and a future, that have a connection, that have a bond, that are wedded, you know, that if they can come together committed. And really connect with each other and be like, damn, I love you. Like, I share my life with you. Like we're building an empire together. Yeah. We're having sex together. We're having kids together. We're buying cars together. We're one, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when you can really have these small sparks of, oh my God, I'm having sex with the person that I love more than anybody else. That's a beautiful thing if you really, really think about it. But it takes work.
Yeah.
And so,
and time.
If right now me and Rosie are amazing and we're doing great, it doesn't mean that we're going to be there 6 months from now. It just means that we're constantly having to work at it and watch out for the little foxes that want to come and ruin it. Not necessarily another person, but honestly, us, we can ruin it by becoming selfish with each other, and me getting upset at her doing one thing or having one bad day, and then me being like, no, I'm not going to feed into her. I'm not going to try to seek her and listen to her. And
giving him second chances, or me thinking badly of him because he's a man, thinking like he's like every other man. It's just so many little foxes that can come, and it's work, but it can be amazing. And I want to give you hope that sex can be great, that God made sex for you and your husband, and to bond, to be empowered together. You know, so do it. Continue it. Don't sleep separately. Don't stop having sex because you're mad. Sometimes when you are having an argument, having sex can actually join you guys together. Definitely. It can be the most powerful thing you do. You ain't even got to talk after. You could still be, you know what, I'm still mad at you, but we just had great sex. Definitely. You know, so always be respectful. Sex is your thing. Don't let anyone else, whether it's porn or someone else, guide you on your sex. Do it with your spouse. Let it be that one thing where it's only you two. No suegra, no mama, no sister, just you two guide what your sex life is. And let it be with God. Believe it or not, sex is a way of worshiping God, because it's something that he gave to marriage. And in obedience to him, you're saying, God, I'm doing what you want me to do with my spouse. And it can be amazing if you let it be. So
if you're going to have this conversation really quick before we go, babe, if you're going to have this conversation, one, don't do it when you guys are bad. You're like really, really fighting. And two, if your sex is bad, don't approach the conversation with sex is bad because
of you.
You know,
you do. Yeah.
Approach the conversation with, hey, babe, I want to have a much better sex life with you.
Yeah.
I know that you need it. I know that I need it. I know that it can help us draw closer together. And these are the things that I would like to work on, you know, and just try to keep it on what it is that you need, not what they're not giving you. Like, just like, I like it when you do this and that, or like what it is that you can give them. Maybe start off with that, what you want to give them, what you desire to give them more. And then don't focus on what they're not doing right, but just say like what you like, you know, because guys are really dumb. And we're probably going to ask you this like every time we have this conversation, but like, what is it that you want from me? You know, and maybe you've had that, like, what do you want? What do you need? This and that. And we're willing to give it. We're just, sometimes we mess up and we don't prioritize it and we don't remember it. But if you have to tell them again and don't get frustrated, because this is for the better of your relationship. And maybe this is going to take that valley and turn it into a hill, right? Yeah, valleys are low. Turn it into a hill, and you guys can reach the top of something for a bit. And maybe you guys will go back down, but then you guys can come back up because now you know what's going on.
So don't lose hope. It is still possible at any age, at any time, at any place in your relationship. And it's something that, woman, I want for you, that you want for you too.
Yeah.
It is not bad if you like sex with your husband. It is not bad that you love it. Just let it be with him and let it be a connection. Sex doesn't have to be a sacrifice, because I know some of you are like, oh, I have to do it. No, it can be something you genuinely enjoy with your spouse.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some time, but I believe in you, and I hope that you get that in your life. But go ahead and ask them, hey, baby, what do you like? I want to do that for you today. And you can even, I sometimes ask the Holy Spirit, you know, it sounds crazy, but hey, Holy Spirit, what can I do for Abel sexually today that will let him know how much I love him? I know it sounds like a crazy prayer, but believe me, him without knowing has told me, you know, we connected in that. And I know that God did it. So it's God, it's good, it's for the better of your marriage. So go ahead and do it. And I hope that you have amazing sex today with your spouse.
Amen. We'll see you guys next week.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin, he's awesome, un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.